From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Problems on the horizon for the Caribbean textile industry. Dominica passes legislation to allow free movement for regional university graduates, and we take a trip across the region to celebrate Christmas. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Amid reports that the US administration is considering the elimination of all tariffs on textile imports from CBI nations, a group of 71 congressmen are threatening to vote against any final budget bill. As Hugh Crossgill reports, the congressmen are of the view that Caribbean countries are already enjoying more than their fair share of US textile imports.
In a joint appeal sent to President Clinton on Wednesday, a group of 71 congressmen, all of them Democrats, said additional trade preferences for the 24 nations of the Caribbean Basin Initiative are simply not needed. According to Congressman John Spratt, while removal of tariffs on textile imports from CBI countries may be somebody's idea of good foreign policy, it doesn't make sense as trade policy. A letter from the 71 congressmen to President Clinton stated that CBI countries shipped $4.6 billion U.S. dollars in textile and apparel products to the U.S. in 1994. That's twice the volume shipped from Mexico. It also stated that CBI countries now rank as America's largest source of those products after China.